The most obvious factor, Nicole, is the change to deductions that were allowed for state and local taxes. SALT for short.
SALT, state and local taxes. Very clever.
Previously, households could deduct 100% of SALT from their taxable income, and now this is limited to just $10,000. Now, the impact is going to vary significantly depending upon location and SALT liabilities, but Florida has no income tax and relatively lower property taxes than the Northeast and Midwest. Since those are the areas from which we draw most of our domestic migrants from, the change in SALT deductibility will stimulate some additional relocation of people, and some of them will bring their businesses.
How much difference is this going to make?
Well, let's make some comparisons just to make it concrete. So imagine we have a household, married couple, and we're going to compare them living in downtown Orlando compared to downtown Chicago compared to Manhattan.
Okay.
And let's start with, say, a high-income family with an income of $1 million and a million-dollar home. They would pay SALT in Orlando of $8,100. They'd pay $66,000 in Chicago and $81,000 in Manhattan.
Wow.
So it's a big difference. And even for a more modest, say, middle-income home valued about $350,000 with about $250,000 worth of income, they'd pay SALT in Orlando of $3,000, but SALT of $17,000 in Chicago and $19,000 in Manhattan.
Those are certainly big differences in SALT liabilities. But there was always a big differential between SALT in Orlando compared to Chicago or Manhattan, right? So how much did the act itself change these SALT liabilities?
Well, it actually made a big difference because of the deductibility. So just the change, for example, for a $1 million household, they would have an increase in their SALT liability in Orlando of $666 compared to an increase in SALT liability of $22,000 in Chicago and $27,000. So the differential is high and the increase in the costs are magnified because of this deductibility issue.
Okay, gear down for me a minute. Let me get this right. So a married couple with $1 million of income living in a $1 million home, their SALT, state and local tax, increased by $666 in Orlando compared to an increase of $22,000 if they lived in Chicago and $28,000 if they lived in Manhattan?
Yes, that's correct.
And these increases aren't just one-time deals either.
No.
They are increases that are permanent and paid every year?
Every single year.
So that's why you're saying this will provide some additional incentive for relocation.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of other things that, affect people's locations. But certainly this big increase in their tax liability is going to be one of the factors people will consider.
What are some of the other factors?
Well, my research has proven that when the Northeast and Midwest get hit particularly hard with cold and snowy winters, there's a big increase in migration. It may seem obvious, but the data really show that. And the big storms and the deep freeze that happened last week are just the kinds of events that motivate people. It pushes them over to make a decision and make a move, Nicole.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.